technical difficulties.
Welcome back.
Oh, and this is a special day.
Special day.
Did you know that, Gorb?
No.
It's a Zorbulon holiday.
The celebration of the Hermunculus Void?
The celebration of the Hermunculus Void. There's one caveat though, which is that they only speak French.
Ah, je ne sais pas.
There you go.
Well, so
But luckily, the main languages here on Zorbulon are like English, French, binary,
binary. What are
and
you, fucking robots over there?
no, you just say it out loud. It takes a while, but we're, immortal, so
You just speak very fast when you want
just
to.
got it 110011.
It's more of like it's like a clicking sound, you
Yeah, I mean, if with our vocal processing, we can kind of do it faster than you think we would. It's like spinning a top, but with your voice. Don't think about that too much.
Oh,
Anyway.
God. Let's hit it.
Oh, it's been a while. I don't know whose turn it is for a
You have a cool,
question.
yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't even know what episode this is. I'll edit that in post.
I don't even know what year it is. You keep speaking to me in binary and I lose track of time.
Je ne sais pas.
See, I can't tell the difference.
That's fair. What is French if not binary? Am I right?
Ooh. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I've got a question,
Was about
Gorb.
to get banned from Paris. Anyway, yeah, you got a question?
The year the French language originated.
Ooh, what is this? Like an over under?
Yeah.
All right,
Whoever's closer.
we're gonna make our guesses and we're gonna pause it because it's probably gonna take a second to Google
Yeah,
it.
we're gonna have to do a research pause on that one.
Side note.
I want you to guess first because I'm really scared.
Damn, I did really just, up in Gorbulon, we got a lot of good old Earth classics. I read a book on linguistics, so I'm feeling pretty confident about my answer. Are you sure you
Okay, here we
want to
go.
go first?
I am certain I do not want to go first.
I'm gonna go 920 AD.
Okay, I'm gonna go 550 AD.
All right.
I pause, here we go.
Let's see.
Oh, what a revelation.
I believe the official date we've got is 842 CE. I don't even remember what you guessed, but I'm pretty sure 920 was closer, if that's correct.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
If we go by when the Roman Empire first introduced Latin to the Gaulish tribes, I could be right. But let's go with 842.
842. It feels good to me because I'm winning.
There we go.
That's all about it.
Alrighty, Gorb, who's going first?
You know what? I think I'm gonna have to go first because I'm
Do
still
it.
riding the buzz of this Hermunculus Void celebration.
Hermunculus Void. Oh my gosh, look at me. I'm slacking. I don't have my timer ready.
What was it 22:33?
That's correct.
Big
All
deal.
right, your prompt.
Oh, fuck. All right, give it to me.
Your prompt is about the world's smartest and dumbest owls. Go.
Oh, okay. All right. The world's smartest and dumbest owls with a what you might call it, like the feathers, like the bird.
Like the bird, but take it as you will.
Okay, that's fair. All right, we're gonna zoom out. Camera zooms out.
What's establishing shot? There you
Establishing shot, yeah. Theater, am I right? Movie? I don't know. Film? Same thing.
Film, yeah, close enough.
Film's just theater recorded. Don't shoot me, Hollywood. But
Got
anyway,
you.
camera zooms out. A man enters stage left. And he's there, right?
He's there. He's the man.
Well, let's not get too hasty now. He's there.
Okay.
And he's on a Broadway stage in
Oh,
this
he's on that Broadway stage.
Broadway stage. It's a modern interpretation of Henrik Ibsen's A Doll's House. They
Is
probably
that
already.
real?
I think so. I'm pretty sure that's a real play. Anyway,
Okay.
it's besides the point, really. It's not a
Yeah,
central
it is.
story. The man enters, what did I say? Stage left? He's there.
Yeah.
Now, before we get back to this scene, we're going to zoom back out. We're going 20 years into the past.
Is there something we need to know?
Yes, there definitely probably is. We're
Definitely, probably.
zooming out. This man, he's showing up. It's his first day. It's a
So
balmy.
this is 20 years prior, but what year was the play happening?
I don't know. It's not really relevant, is what I'm gonna
It's
say.
just 20 years earlier. That's all
Listen,
we need to
I
know.
mean, if you're worried about technology, it's like maybe like they've got like whatever version of the iPhone we have now, it's like two more when the play's happening. So
Oh, so okay, got
it's
you.
like it's late aughts for that to use the middle schooler slang for that for the period 20 years prior.
I think we could stretch our imagination.
Right, yeah, we were there. In the alien. Anyway, well, I'm getting off track. Regardless, 20 years in the past.
Yep.
This man, he's showing up. It's his first day. It's a freshman year, high school, new year, new school, and he shows up. It's a balmy fall day in September. He shows up. It's English class.
Yep.
Yep. And do you want to know what happens?
What is this? Is this a terrible event?
I mean, honestly, I mean, I guess what it's about perspective. Am I right? I mean, not really. I mean, it's kind of just about
Terrible to whom, right?
yeah. Ooh, whom with an M? Fancy. Anyway, so the English lesson in this period in class is on like when to put the M on who.
Yep.
Proper
A
standard
treacherous
American.
lesson.
A treacherous lesson. One that I to this day have never really understood. Anyway, our main character, he walks in to
Yep.
this class. It's Miss Karabaski's English class. It's first period.
Yep.
And this man, his name is it's Kenny. For
Kenny.
those, yeah, Kenny, good old Kenny.
Does he have a last name?
It's not really important. What?
Nothing.
I mean, that's the last name. It's so like Kenny's not from like this, but it's phonetically. It's like I mean, when I say it's not really important, I don't mean that it's not important. I mean that if you like took the language that Kenny spoke and then spelt his last name out phonetically, it would sound very eerily similar to it's not really important. It's more like a
Most people just call him what, like Kenny not important?
They just call him like they just call him Kenny because it's like a first. Well, we're gonna get to
They
that.
don't want to get they don't want to pronounce it wrong.
Well, no, okay, so we're gonna get to that, but on paper, right? We're leaving aside, the linguistic errors of taking a non-Latin script-based language and then translating it to using, that
Which is
Caesar
hard enough.
alphabet. Regardless, if you were to sound his name out phonetically, his first name's not even Kenny. It's more like a like if you were to spell it out phonetically, it's like I am, and then obviously I am not
Like the pet
really
food?
doesn't really go well, so he goes by Kenny.
How did he get from Iams to Kenny?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, imagine showing up to kindergarten and your name being like, I'm not really important. A teacher saying it. You know, he saw like Kenny on a poster the first day after pre-K and he was like, that's who I
That's
am.
your name now.
Literally, it's like, it's better. Now,
So anyway.
anyway, we're getting sidetracked. I mean, the man speaks Colorado French. Am I right? Like, he grew up in a Colorado French community. It's completely, you know, it doesn't track
Very dense
well.
language.
Very dense, you know, it's nothing like modern Colorado or French. You know, very, very dense.
Is
And
it
I'm
like one of
what
those things where it has the two names, but like when you put them together, it's not either of those things at all?
yeah, I mean, kind of. I mean, Colorado French, as far as I know from the last Wikipedia article I read, it's only really spoken in a part of rural Tibet. So, you know,
Thought
it's
so.
very niche. Anyway, we are getting so off track.
Hey, these are important things to know.
I mean, it's part of a story.
Especially when you're trying to distinguish who from whom.
Exactly. And which are the two good owls? That was the
Are you getting ahead of
prompt.
yourself?
I am. I'm just making sure I remember. Colorado Kenny, you know, not from Colorado, doesn't speak French or English, really. He walks into Miss, the name I said earlier, is English class. Lesson who from whom. And so she looks at Kenny. Well, she looks in Kenny's general direction. And she looks there and she says, who the fuck let this cat in the building? Right? You have
Is
questions
the
about the.
class shocked by her use of profanity?
Not really. It's like it's you know it's a Colorado French community. They're used to it.
Okay. Which means they're Tibetan.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna get into the nitty-gritty of this. Regardless, they're not shocked.
It's not important, just
You
like
know
his
what?
last
I'm gonna
name.
backtrack. I'm gonna retrace. She said, "Who let this cat into the building?" I don't know. Maybe Fudge. I don't know. She expressed
She
anger.
classroom censored herself.
Yes, there you go. You got it. The real key is that she thought Kenny was a cat, right? That's really the
Okay,
important part of
I
this
mean,
case.
that's the important part.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, right? At the end of the day, that's really where we're going. And so, as to the other children, regardless of whether they heard the swear word or they heard something else or nothing at all, the main thing is they were like, "Is that a
They
cat?"
weren't thinking about that.
They were thinking about who let the cat in the building.
Yeah,
Now,
who let the cats out?
exactly right. Just one in particular. Now, to clarify, Kenny,
Juan?
it's not really important, is not a cat.
Okay, but
He,
they think he is?
well, you know, it's complex. I mean, the man is definitely a human
It's like
being.
a Schrodinger's cat situation.
Not even. No, I mean well, you know what? He tried to get a study done, but sadly he couldn't do it because everyone thinks he's a cat. They just don't really understand when he walks into a room. You know, like when he speaks, everyone outside of like his immediate friends and family, you know, they just like see like a, you know, like a calico cat meowing.
What
Even
happens when he uses the
though,
phone? Do they hear his human voice?
no, they don't. They just see a cat. And if there's like
They
something,
see him
no, they see a cat. They don't see him. Kenny's like 6'4".
on the
No, so if like if it's a cell phone, they just
Yeah.
see a cell phone on the ground, and a cat next to it meowing into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a rare condition where anyone who didn't know you before the age of 8 can only ever see you as a calico cat.
Who knew him before the age of eight?
Like his mom His like a couple cousins, I think it his dad and maybe like two friends, but they're all back in Tibet now, so it kind of really doesn't help.
How did We're never gonna get to the lesson. But how did he get from Tibet? Or did he leave before he was eight?
No, so he actually left. Well, honestly, why do you think it was so easy for him to immigrate? He was able to walk right in to the airport in China, hop on up, because they just thought like he was like a stray cat to everyone. Like nobody sees him except as being a calico cat who manages to be near modern electronics and genes quite amount of the time. So that's it's quite a
But
condition.
he flew out of Tibet.
Yeah, around like something, let me say like age maybe like 13. He was
Free
getting
Tibet.
well, so the whole thing, he left Tibet. I feel like I'm really getting sidetracked here. We'll get back to these owls in a second. He left Tibet because he was like, maybe it's only like a Colorado French thing in Tibet.
11 minutes.
Give me a 5 minute timer. I gotta lay down some lore here.
Got you.
Let me know when it's 5 minutes. All right, so he left Tibet, and well, first off, he left like the Federated Republic of Colorado, Switzerland, which is like in part of Tibet where they speak Colorado French. He left that. He went to regular Tibet, hoping that maybe they wouldn't see him as a cat there, and
He
they
had hopes.
he had hopes that they definitely he was a cat.
To them.
So then he made it all the way to Shanghai, definitely still a cat. He was like, why not try America? Boarded a plane, maybe he's a cat. He kind of just like hung out in the laboratory. Nobody checked his ticket. It was a packed flight. Sometimes people are like, oh, whose cat is this? Who bought it? Did you buy an extra ticket for the cat? But anyway, he got to America just fine, shows up to this English class, right? All right, cool. Long story short, Kenny, it's not really important, speaks Colorado French from Tibet. Everybody else thinks he's a cat. All right? That's all you need to
To
know.
simplify.
I mean, really, it's TLDR. The man is not a cat, but ever for all intents and purposes, he's a cat. So he walks into class. Obviously, the lady freaks out. There's a cat in the class. They call the, I don't know, like the janitor, the exterminator. I don't even really know what you do for that. Regardless,
Wait, they call the janitor and the exterminator?
well, my theory is that they called the janitor first after nobody was like, whose
Oh,
cat
so this
is
is
this?
hearsay. You heard this story, so you have theories about it.
Well, as far as I know, I saw a cat on the street yesterday, and I feel like I got this story from its mind. So that's really where
Oh,
I'm
okay.
going with this. It is hearsay. One might even say, like, I don't know, cat say. I don't really know. And
Jextra.
my Colorado French is not up to par for this level of semantic discussion. Anyway,
So he's telepathic.
I didn't say that. I said I saw a cat and it felt like it was talking to me. It might have just been a grown man who I couldn't help but see was a cat. God, I'm so sidetracked. Anyway, Kim shows up. It's this English class. She calls the janitor. Janitor's like, it's not my cat. He calls the exterminator. Exterminator comes. And by that point, Kenny's, class is over. He's like, it's not really working here in rural Iowa. They still see me as a cat, right?
Yep, so is he gonna try his luck somewhere else?
Time check.
8 minutes.
Okay, cool. So Kenny's like a damn. They just can't help but see me as a cat. And then he's like kind of like mopes off towards like the nearest Dairy Queen. And then he gets shooed away because they think he's like a stray cat wandering into the
Yep.
Dairy Queen. The man can't even order a Frosty.
Yep.
And he sits down, outside of the Dairy Queen, on a bench. And from Kenny's perspective, he's a 15-year-old Boy, honestly, mid 5 feet at this point, decent height and like a pair of slacks, maybe jeans. I don't know. He hasn't gotten a cell phone yet. And like a, flannel sitting down. Everybody else just sees a cat on a bench. And then all of a sudden, time check.
7 minutes, 13 seconds.
Okay, cool. All of a sudden, Kenny sees somebody walking by, right? And it's oh shit, is that two people walking by? And he's on the bench outside of this Dairy Queen. It's like near the highway, but on the other side, there's like kind of like a shitty little park. They're on that park side. And these people seem to look at Kenny in the eye. And not like the way that you look at
Not
an adult.
downward.
No, like not the way that you look at like a scary cat in the eye and you're like, don't jinx me, kind of thing. It's like you were
Don't
looking.
jinx me.
It's a thing in the Colorado fringe community. Cats, they love to jinx people. They're tricksy. It's part of why he had to leave Tibet. Anyway, these two guys, they look at Kenny like they would look at a person, like who he
And
actually is.
what do they say?
Well, I mean, they're on the opposite end of like this like little like shitty duck pond, so they gotta like walk around first. But they've made eye contact, so it's kind of like a weird like 3 minutes while they walk around.
Just staring at them as they approach.
Well, they were at first, and then for like a minute and 30 in, they were like, "This is weird. We gotta break eye contact." And then they were like, "This is weird too." So you just do that thing where
You know how it is. It's just human
"Yeah,
interaction.
you're like, I see you, but like also like I don't want to be weird about it." Anyway. They make their
Which
way.
I'm sure was very humanizing for
It
him.
was. It was. Luckily, he was like, "Oh my God, I've never felt so awkward before. What a truly human experience." Really shows how I'm not a cat. Anyway, these two guys came over. Their names are Marison and Henry's.
Marison and Henry's, 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. Marison and Henry's. And they sit down next to Kenny. And they're like, "You're new around here." And Kenny's like, "You see me?" And they're like, "Yeah." And they're like, "You don't think I'm a cat?" And they're like, "You think..." And they're like, "What? Do you think we're owls?" And they're like, he's like, "No."
Oh.
Yeah. And in that moment, in the meantime, give me a 2 minute timer too. Let me know when I
Will
got
do.
you. In that moment, there's like a 13-year-old who walks by around that shitty duck pond with his phone, and be like, "Oh my God, look at those two owls sitting next to that cat," and makes a TikTok of it.
It trended. It was two owls
It
talking
did.
to cat.
It was a big hit. It was
It
a very
was.
big hit. I
Charlie
mean.
bit my finger. Move on over.
Literally, it was. They just seemed like as almost if they were three people having a conversation.
Yeah.
Crazy, internet
Crazy.
blew up. So yeah.
So what
So,
do they say?
well, they get to talking. They're like, "Oh my God, everybody sees you as a cat." And he's like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Oh my God, everybody sees you guys as owls."
Oh my God.
He was like, "Yeah." And then Kenny's like, "Are you guys like related? Is that why it's both owls for you?" And they're like, "Nah, I'm from like Seattle. Marison is from like, I don't know, South Carolina." And he's like, "Is everybody in America owls?" And they're like, "I don't know. We're the only two we've met. Maybe the cat's like a French thing." And he's like, "No, it's Colorado French. It's very different." Anyway, they become the best of friends. Time check.
Start hanging out, all that kind of
Oh
stuff.
yeah, all that stuff.
3 minutes.
Okay. 20 years passes. Now,
Oh,
if
that's
you're
a big time
we're
skip.
back at the theater on Broadway, right? So think about it.
Oh,
You're
yeah.
the thing, right? Nobody can help but see you as a cat. And Marison is also here. He's an owl too. But also, like, obviously, because you're a human, you can like understand language and like you're pretty good at following instructions. So you end up working as like an extra on a Broadway play. They got a cat, like an owl nearby. I don't know what play has a cat and an owl in it. What did I say? Henrik Ibsen's A Dollhouse? It's an outside scene in this play.
It's there.
It's
You just
there.
gotta look close.
Yeah, exactly. They're in the background. I mean, they're not getting paid because they're a cat and an owl, but you know, they make do. It's just something to pass the
All
time.
they really need are seeds.
That's fair. Time check.
2 minutes.
So they're doing this performance of Henrik Ibsen's A Doll's House, which I'm pretty sure I think is a real play about domestic violence. So maybe that was a bad choice. But
It is what it is.
so they're there, and then all of a sudden, the crowd starts screaming, right? Do
Oh.
you know why they're screaming, Zorb?
I don't.
It's because an owl just happened to fly into the theater.
Oh, God.
Now, Kenny and Marison look at Hen. What did I say his name was? Henry's? Like,
Marison
oh my God.
and Henry's.
Like, oh my God, Henry's, what are you doing here? And it just comes out as like, meow. I don't know what a sound an owl makes. Woo-hoo,
I'm
whatever.
sure the audience is rapt.
They're engaged, let me tell you that. And Henry's is like, I got it, guys. I figured out why they only see us as owls, and I mean, you're a cat, but you know, it works out for the most part. Time check. It's
50 seconds.
a rough estimate. And they're like, oh my God, why? And Henryson goes, let me show you. And he
Oh.
opens this box. I mean, how the owl has a box doesn't really matter because he's a
Doesn't
grown
matter.
man and he's just like walking down the aisle, but everybody else sees an owl. He opens the box. Do you want to know what's inside?
What's inside?
A bomb.
Oh.
And it blows up.
Oh.
Because Henryson was the most evil owl. He was so mad that he was only seen as an owl that he just wished everybody would die. I don't know. I'm cross here. But I think it worked.
I'll give you an extra minute about the smartest owl.
The smartest owl was was Marison.
Yes, he was.
He was just like, he was practical about it. He was like, listen, it's not their fault. They can't help but see me as an owl. I might as well try to get a job on the crew of Henrik Ibsen's A Doll's House.
Did the bomb go off?
Oh yeah, no, it did. It did. They all died. Hence why
Even the
he's the most
smartest owl?
No, it was the most evil owl, which was Henry's, that set off the bomb.
Oh, so Marison wasn't in the playhouse.
No, so I mean, no, he was. I mean, they died too. Him and Kenny, it's impossible to pronounce, Catman. Everybody died. Hence why he's the most evil owl.
Oh boy.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Listen, you know, it's been a minute.
Give me my timer, Gorb.
Oh God. All right. All right, you ready for your prompt? 22
I'm yes, I was born ready.
Can you tell me a story about the world's trickiest weasel? Go.
The world's trickiest weasel.
Yep, 22:33 on the clock. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quote at the beginning of this story. The only one who can give you the truth is the one who is inside the booth. H.K. Jemmings.
Oh, wow. No, oh, wow. You're going full novel with it.
The only one, The only one that could tell you the truth is the one that's inside the booth, HK Jennings, right?
Booth with
All
the
right.
TH, right? Like a phone booth.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah,
So,
I grew up speaking Colorado French. Those THs are hard for me. Anyway, continue.
they are, by, you know, actually, they say if you speak binary, you can understand Colorado French pretty well.
That makes sense. I mean, it all boils down to ones and zeros at the end.
So, Rat Boy Spinach,
Rat boy spinach?
he was raised at Gallman's Wrestling Academy. Okay.
Rat boy spinach, a boy or a rat?
His wrestling name, okay?
That doesn't answer the question.
You don't have to worry about that yet. So, the wrestling academy sounds official, but really it's a criminal organization. Okay?
I
And I
mean,
can't tell you the country that they're from, except it's something that America becomes in the next 500 years, right? Before the new republic.
is it
It's in the
after the Greater Dakota Empire or before?
Trojan Empire Dakota dates.
Oh, okay, yeah. When they moved the
When
thing.
Galacticus uprose and threw out the family for the first time, we don't need to get into it further. But
Classic.
essentially, the Wrestling Academy, that's what they call themselves, but really what they do is they go around and kidnap kids and like raise them to like fight each other for like secret audiences for millions of dollars,
Kind of
right?
sounds like Gladiator.
Kind of like Gladiator, but like modern day with not modern day, but
Like
500
500
years.
years in the future,
Yeah.
modern day. Is the US speaking Colorado French yet or not yet?
It's in certain areas, but it hasn't gone it's it
It
hasn't
hasn't really taken off yet,
globalized. But anyway, Rat Boy Spinach, okay? Here's what happens when you're brought into the wrestling academy. First, what happens is a runner will steal you while you're sleeping at night, like as a kid, right? They like climb through your window, they grab you, they run out. That's pretty much what it is.
That
The
makes
police
sense.
presence during this era is not very good, so you never get caught.
Where
So
is Rat
people.
Boy Spinach from originally?
He's originally from, like I said, it's hard to define areas because map lines didn't matter at this point in
Well, like,
history.
let's go like northeast cardinal directions.
He was towards the coast.
Which coast?
Nope, just the coast. There's one.
That's
There's only
fair.
one. Because remember, they thought it was a good idea to make it a circle.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's fair. I get it.
So, it was common practice sometimes for like families to like put baby dolls out in like fake rooms because runners from all kinds of different places were like trying to steal babies all the time, right? So Rat Boy Spinach's real parents, he, well, we'll find out whether he got to meet them eventually or not, but
No, that makes sense.
he was taken by a runner. And he at the age of like a year 6 months was brought to the wrestling academy. Now, when you get to the wrestling academy, you're put under the tutelage of a pig boy, right? Now,
Not a rat boy.
not a rat boy. Rat Boy Spinach is really just he's a
Does
human
he?
being, like. That's his nickname he ends up getting because when you're brought into the academy, they give you like a code name, right?
Okay, all right.
Now, pig boys, though, they are real half pigs, right? Half pig, half person, easier to
How
make
is
than
that? Can you
people.
describe what a pig boy looks like for me?
It's really exactly like you would imagine. It's like a walking pig. It's got like human feet, pig hoof hands, pig face, and speaks in like snorty English. That's
Classic.
actually what it was called, was snorty English.
Oh God.
Now a competing language against Colorado and French, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
So the pig boy who trained and brought up Rat Boy Spinach was one of the good ones, right? Like
Are
all the
some of them bad
pig
ones?
Oh yes. Oh yes. Well, think about it. Did I call them pig boys or pig men? I can't remember, but something like that.
Big boys, but you can continue. I'll let
Well,
you.
they grow up, you know,
They grow
eventually, and
up.
they become pig men, but they're still called pig boys. But anyway,
That's fair,
he was
yeah.
one of the nice ones because when they're brought in at like a month, like a year and 6 months, you know, like they're fed like formula and like they're given like really all they're able to watch is like all kinds of like infomercials because that's all that was surviving at this point. And Rat Boy Spinach's favorite was the Slap Chop, and
What is the
you
slap
know you
chop
have a
for?
good you know you have a good pig boy if he goes out and he tries to build you like a slap chop out of like random metal parts that he finds in the street. That's how
The
good
scrapyard? Oh, wow.
his pig boy was. And
What was
growing
it?
up,
Yeah.
you know, Rat Boy Spinach, he reaches the ripe old age of like, you know, 11, 12, and he's, you know, many a good meal of slop. But like, you know, the pig boy who he ends up like calling Flash Grand. He calls him Flash Grand because he's like he's the grandest, and he calls him Grandy sometimes, but Flash Grant because he's so fast. He's a fast pig
That
boy.
makes sense.
And
Yes.
he actually cared about him, you know, like he reared him like he was o his own child. But, you know, with pig
Don't be
boys, it's
boy.
really easy to just like make a lot of them. So, like, some of them are just really evil and mean to all their little wrestlers.
Okay. All right.
So, something happens when you turn 13, though, right?
Okay,
And it
what
was Rat Boy
happens?
Spinach's 13th birthday. And Grandy Flash sits down with him, and he goes, "Listen, I've sheltered you, but you know I'm using actual English here, but it's more like snorts in between everywhere, like but I'm not gonna do that."
Yeah, no, I mean that's the purpose of a translation, right? It's
Exactly.
the meaning underneath.
So,
Yeah, you get it.
you know, he basically like, "I've sheltered you, and I have a truth to tell you, and it's gonna be a hard truth,
Ooh.
but I'm gonna protect you before and after."
Oh,
And
goodness, what's the
Rat Boy
truth?
Spinach goes, "Before and after what, Grant Flashy, Grandy Flash?"
I love how Big Boy's name has changed like three times so far.
He's just got a lot of nicknames.
I mean, he's a popular pig boy, from what I've
He
gathered.
is. I mean, if we're being honest, Rat Boy Spinach was a litter of like 12 or 11. But he does what he can.
Well, yeah, that's
Not all of them make it.
fair.
So there's only like five left now. But he basically goes, "Your first match is coming up tomorrow."
Ooh,
And
who's
Rat Boy
it
Spinach goes, "My first match, what does that mean?" He's like, "Well, at 13, you'll have your first match. And if you survive, your second match will be at 16." And he goes, "What do you mean if I survive?" And he goes, "Well, it's all up to luck, son. It's all up to luck."
Ooh.
And the next day, Rat Boy Spinach was brought into the Coliseum of Rage. How much
Ooh.
time do I have?
Fair question. You have 12 minutes left.
Okay, good. And the prompt was something about a weasel.
I think it was like the trickiest weasel alive.
Okay. So he goes into his match, and Rat Boy Spinach, the announcer, comes on to the stage amongst an audience of tens of thousands, right? Because
Ooh.
it was under the table, but like the government and police and like regulation agencies had no power at this point. So
It's
they're
given
just doing
Hunger
whatever they
Games,
want.
but like with pig boys.
Exactly. They're doing whatever they want.
That makes
The
sense.
grand shaman, who is you know, he's a very wealthy, strong, and bearded pig boy who's just the worst of the worst, right? He's running the whole organization. He calls out the match and he goes, "The 10th match of the day, Rat Boy Spinach versus Weasel Mix Scarf Lamb." "Let's roll the dice." And all the audience starts to chant, "Dice, dice, dice." But some of them chant "dies" because you never know which one it really is supposed to be. But it all sounds the same to everybody at the same point.
If I may inquire, I
Yes.
thought this was a wrestling match or like a battle royale. What can you tell me, dear sir, what what the dyes are for?
Exactly what we're about to find out
Okay.
first. And Rat Boy Spinach is as much in the dark as, like, you know,
As
he
Weasel
as you
makes
and I at this point,
nervous.
because he's like, "A die? What does this mean?" And he's kind of getting in the back of his mind, he's like angry at like Grandmaster Flash Piggy.
Flash, love it.
Because he loved him so much that he didn't want to tell him what was gonna happen, right? So
That
the
kind of seems
die.
like things that should have been addressed during training, but anyway,
I
continue.
know, right? Well, he was supposed to train him, but when you have 12 kids to care for, what do you really end up doing?
It's a crazy time, 500 years in the future. Anyway.
So, the grand shaman, he goes, "Roll the dice," and all the pig boys and humans in the audience, all clad in like leather, like BDSM gear.
Why am I
They're
getting
like,
Mad Max, but with like the pig
"Dies,
men?
dies, dies." And he goes, "1 through 60, that's the rule. Oh, pig boy. Oh, pig boy." That's what they say when they're disappointed. They're like, "Oh, pig boy," right?
They roll yet?
Rat Boy Spinach rolled a 23.
Is
And
that
up on the screen it says 23. And
okay?
all of a sudden, two big guys pull out a donkey. And they give
Okay.
Rat Boy Spinach a donkey. Okay.
Like
Then
the
Screeching
horse-like
Weasel
creature,
McGibbons.
Screeching Weasel McGibbon. Okay.
They roll his die 24.
Ooh, 9 minute
24.
left.
And the two big hooded figures come out and they hand him a chainsaw.
You
Okay.
know what? I'm like, I don't even know if that's even fair. I don't know enough about this sport. Is that a fair? Can you tell me,
23 is not the best roll.
is 24 that much better?
It depends on the donkey. For 24, it depends. I mean, chainsaw's pretty good.
Chainsaw is a pretty good roll.
So, Rat Boy Spinach decides to strategize, right? He first sizes up his donkey, and it
Okay.
seems quite ornery, okay?
It's just not behaving.
So he decides he's gonna name it, and he's like, "You're gonna be Herculum, Herculum, Herculum,"
Okay.
twice, right?
Twice. That makes it.
So they
It
put
gives it
both the
more
boys in
power.
the middle.
Yep.
It was the trickiest weasel, right?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds about
Okay.
right.
So here's what happens, though.
Oh, what happened?
S Screeching Weasel McGibbons goes up and he whispers to Rat Boy Spinach, and he goes, "There's a way we can both get out of here alive. If you'll
Oh,
just listen to me."
classic Screechy McGibbons.
I know, right?
That's
And
what's up.
he goes, "What?" He goes, "Those donkeys, they're genetically modified." And Rat Boy Spinch is like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Listen, just let the donkey eat me. Please."
I am
Now,
confused.
I might have lied to you earlier.
Oh.
23 is the best role you can get.
I mean, everybody knows 23 is dead center in the in between 1 and 60, using the Colorado French number system.
It is getting. That's exactly right.
Right? It's
It
like,
is like getting a
double sevens over
royal flush,
here. Yeah, it's like
okay?
full house.
Because these donkeys, if you tell them to, they will and can eat anything. You put a fire truck in front of them, they could swallow it whole, right?
Oh wow. That's
Yep.
are they larger than the average donkey?
Well, here's the thing. They brought out a regular donkey, okay?
For
Then the
sort of
shaman
size
goes,
comparison
the
or
shaman shouts, "Let the games begin."
ah,
As
classic.
soon as he says that, the donkey grows 60 sizes. It is, this
Oh.
Colosseum is huge, Gorb.
Mm.
It is like the size of like 20 football fields, right?
Yeah.
This donkey is humongous. It's like Godzilla, okay?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Weasel, Screeching Weasel McGibbons, straight up puts his hands over his head in diving position, jumps into its mouth, right?
Does he take his chainsaw with him?
He absolutely does.
Okay. All right.
He absolutely does. Now, the audience is kind of PO'd, right? This is like the 13th, 14th match of the day or whatever.
Yeah, it's
So
been a
they're not
long
that mad, but they're like, boo, because it was over so fast,
time.
right? But Rat Boy Spinach goes, it's over, okay? And he goes back home. Time check.
Time check, good question. You have 4 minutes and 59 seconds left.
Okay. He goes back home and he goes to see Grandmaster Flash.
Ah, yes, his pig boy trainer.
Turns out every other one of Grandmaster Flash's humans died in the first trial.
Crazy.
Rat Boy Spinach is his only one left. Okay. Now,
If I may ask a clarifying question, did the donkey like go back to normal size after the match, or like what happened there?
I wish I could tell you, but I can only tell you the story through Rat Boy Spinach's eyes.
You heard it
As
secondhand too.
soon as he won, those two big executioner-looking yoked WWE guys pick him up and threw him back into the cages. They had to get out to round number 14.
Yeah, it's a busy day. It's a championship.
They
They
had to
gotta
get through like 148.
exactly. Yeah, no, they were already behind schedule. 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
So he gets back, and Grandmaster Flash and him, they decide they're going to find themselves a better life, right?
Like break free.
Break free.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
They try to make a run for it. Now, here's the thing. Everything's a circle. There's just one coast. And they make it to the opposite coast,
Yep.
and they spend 3.5 years, beautiful years together on a banana farm.
Ah, yes. Is that the, well, I can't even ask if that's the southern coast because it's just a circle. It doesn't apply.
It rotates too. It's confusing.
Rotate. There are a lot of geological shifts during that period.
Now, one night, Grandmaster Flash is coming back from the banana farm, doing a late shift so they can buy themselves and cook a glorious meal together.
Yep.
When all of a sudden, on that farm, Rat Boy Spinach looks to his right, and off far in the distance, he sees a donkey walking towards him.
Of tremendous size.
No, just average size.
Okay, average size.
But he feels like he knows it.
Oh.
He's at first he's in denial. He starts to walk home and then he realizes that it's still coming towards him. So he just decides to face it. He goes walking up. The donkey vomits out Screeching Weasel McGee
Who
and then
is
collapses and
okay?
dies.
Okay.
He like climbs out of its mouth, right?
Okay.
Keep in mind it's been 3.5 years.
Yeah. And Screeching McGee, I'm assuming he's average size too. So he's probably relatively small to fit in the donkey.
Absolutely correct.
Is he a weasel, actually, or just a human?
Nope, that's just his wrestling name.
Okay. All right. He's just a small human. 1:25 left. Pig boys don't wrestle. Only humans wrestle, is what I've gathered.
That's right. And he looks, how much time?
A minute and 10 seconds.
He looks Rat Boy Spinach in the eyes and he goes, "Wake up, boy. Wake up." And he snaps twice in his eyes.
I thought he was awake,
Now,
boy spinach.
here's the thing.
Oh.
I lied twice in this story, Gorb.
45 seconds.
The strongest roll in the match is not 23.
Is it
It's
24?
24.
Oh, classic.
Do you want to know why, Gorb?
Why? 30
Because
seconds.
it's not a regular chainsaw.
Is it a magic chainsaw?
It's the hallucinogenic delusional chainsaw.
Ah.
And everything that Rat Boy Spinach saw
Was a
was
dream.
not real. He
Wait.
comes to the chainsaw blade coming towards his chest.
Oh, God.
And I'll spare you the details, Gorb.
Oh, my goodness. Squeechy
But his
McGee.
last thoughts were of Grandmaster Flash.
His pig
And the
boy's
times
been.
that he would sing in squealy piggy noises.
Wow. That's
Not
so
the
many.
happiest ending on that one.
Listen, it's we're getting our groove back, Evil
Hey,
owl.
not everything has to have a happy ending.
Exactly, right? Sometimes owls are evil, sometimes weasels are tricksy. All right, play us out.
Sometimes it ends with a bomb.
Literally, and sometimes it ends with a mass extinction event. Missing a bit of lore here.